This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think for a second about how you got to work today. Maybe you had a short or not short walk. Maybe you rode a bike. But if you're like most of us, 85% of us, according to the Census Bureau, 85% of the people in this economy who commute to work do so by car. But there's a whole slice of the labor force that doesn't have that option, that's forced to rely on public transportation. And in Dallas, to pick just one city, half of the people who get to and from their jobs by mass transit spend 45 minutes each way doing it. And time being money, that commute gets expensive in a hurry. From KERA in Dallas, Courtney Collins reports.
Chris Crowley can't afford a car, so every afternoon his commute starts with a walk from his house to a light rail station about a mile away. This summer, temperatures have reached 110 degrees.
I just keep on trucking along.
Crowley boards one train, then another, then catches a bus, then a second bus to reach his job at a Home Depot distribution center 15 miles away. All told, it takes him 3 hours to get there. And that's just one way.
My job starts at 4:30. I actually have to leave the house at like 12:45.
That overnight shift ends at 3 in the morning. During the work week, Crowley says he maxes out at 4 hours of sleep a night, 2 hours less than his daily commute.
You save up all your sleep for your days off?
I save it all for my days off.
Still, the 39-year-old sees the upside of all that walking and what it does for his health.
I got a lot more energy, lighter on my feet. A little more stamina, so, you know, I can't complain on it.
He likes his job, and the pay is good. $14 an hour plus health and retirement benefits, compared to the $9 an hour plus health he was getting before at Target. Moving closer to work isn't really an option because he shares a house with his parents in the neighborhood he's always called home.
This is my roots. I was born and raised over in this neighborhood. And I always said I want to die in this neighborhood.
Crowley's making more money now than he was this time last year. But after kicking in for rent, buying food, paying his $55 phone bill and $359 in child support, he's only able to put aside about $50 a month. He'd like to save enough to buy a car outright. No monthly payment.
But I just never wanted to go there. I always wanted to buy me a car, not have to worry about spending extra money for the car note. That way that money can go in my pocket for something else, you know.
The commute costs Crowley just about $80 a month. What it really costs him is time. Frances Deviney is with the Austin-based Center for Public Policy Priorities.
That's time taken away from their families. It's time where they can't actually look for or have another job. It's time where they couldn't be getting an additional education or certificate to be able to advance themselves.
Deviney says many well-paid jobs are clustered far from convenient public transit routes, forcing people without cars to spend a lot of time mapping out a way to work.
They may have to travel a really long way to get the job that actually pays a little bit of a better wage.
Chris Crowley says he'll put up with the long commute because he sees potential in this job.
Right now, like I say, I'm moving merchandise around and unloading trucks. But, you know, you can move up easily to a manager or assistant manager position.
He can see this company being the one he sticks with for the rest of his working days.
I want to buy me some land. I really want to buy me some land, put me a house on it, and this is mine.
As much as he believes in that dream, reality is expensive.
You know, I'm making pretty good money and, yeah, okay thing, but, you know, stuff still costs. And it's only getting higher, you know. It's difficult, but, hey, it's life, you know. We either deal with it or you don't.
And that's what he holds on to as he jams a hat on his head, grabs a jug of iced sweet tea, and takes the first few steps of that 3-hour commute. In Dallas, I'm Courtney Collins for Marketplace.